Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, once again, I have something interesting to share with you. I was just reading Mark 2 for the audio Bible that I read, and I was reading through it, and I was like, wow, that is so awesome. I got to share that with the sister. So I'm sure you know what it is, but I'm going to read Mark 2, 1 through 5. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. And I don't know, as I was reading that, I wanted to laugh. I was like, that's insane. Can you imagine having a faith to where you've got to get, no matter what you do, you've got to get to Jesus because of that faith, and you climb up on the roof with somebody who's on a bed because they have the palsy, they can't move. So you're carrying them up on top of a roof, and they broke it apart to lower him down. And I was just thinking, you know, that's some serious faith there. And then he says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven. I was just picturing, can you imagine everybody in there looking up to see this like great attitude of faith of these people trying to get in there? And I thought, you know, what is it that we sisters will do in this life for the Savior to show that faith? Do we have a faith that great that we'll just tear apart anything that's in our way, regardless of whether it's something that we might want, you know, whether it's people or things or a way of life or a mindset, maybe? Are we willing to just tear everything apart to go after Christ and his truth? And people will see that faith of ours, you know, it'll leave a trail of all kinds of discarded things in our life to go after him. And I wanted to read verse 11 and 12 as well. Jesus said, after he just got done talking about the Pharisee, or talking to the Pharisees, he said, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he rose, took up his bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. So that kind of makes me think about, you know, who we were before Christ and the amazing transformation after that. Now, obviously, a lot of the people around us, they don't really like that transformation. But when you run into brothers and sisters who have been through that, it's an amazing, awesome thing. And when we hear testimonies of saints and how they have repented and been born again, and now they're tearing everything apart to follow after Christ, you know, that's an amazing thing, and we all glorify God in it. So anyway, this is just a real quick encouragement for you sisters, sharing what I was thinking as I was reading this. Hopefully it blessed some of you, and much love to you all. Hold fast. May God be praised.